Near FM presents The Whale and the Swan, written by Fiona Brown, directed by Anna Nugent. Please be advised that the programme contains depiction of life in Ireland's Magdalen laundries and may not be suitable for all listeners.
I scrub, therefore I am. I'm just a little scrubber. Scrub away, scrub away, scrub away. I sing, but only in my head. While my hands scrub and squeeze and rinse, the song in my head twists and turns and grows around me like swan's wings, and my inside voice soars. Fly, wings of bird, rise again. Fly towards the southern sun as the earth turns round. Fly, wings of bird, rise again. Fly towards the southern sun as the earth turns round. Fly, wings of bird, rise again. Fly towards the southern sun as the earth turns round. It's a make-up song, but it's mine to keep. And as I sing it, in my buckety head, it sounds so beautiful. Like the voice of a swan angel. A sound so pure that I feel cleansed and peaceful. Cleansed and peaceful. Cleansed and peaceful. My eyes are closed and I'm floating. And then I smell her. Aniseed balls and carbolic soap. Sister Augusta.
Cleansed and peaceful, is it?
My inside voice escaped again.
Bone idle is what you are. Sitting there all clean and holy looking, saying nothing with your tight little mouth, like butter wouldn't melt.
I squint open and her black shadow looms through the haze, wimpled with long sleeves draped over cruel hands. Sorry, sister, I was daydreaming.
Daydreaming? You are not in here to daydream. Now get back to scrubbing. Daydreaming. Look where that got you. Dirty, filthy thoughts. That's where it all starts.
I was just singing inside my head, that was all.
And I told you to stop it.
But if it's inside my head, then it's not annoying anybody.
You should be reciting the rosary inside of your head and begging Our Lady for forgiveness.
I done nothing wrong.
You've done everything wrong. And we took you in when nobody else would have you, and you talk back to me. I'll make mincemeat of you.
Her red face grows purple, and as she raises her arm to strike, I run. I crawl into a hidey space behind the statue of the little flower on the first landing. Nobody else knows about it, and I never tell. Hey, you, come in here with me. It'll be both our secret. You're new, aren't you? My name's Noreen. When I arrived, I told them that's who I was.
You are Margaret now, child,
they said, after a saint. I took it, like the rough grey dress and undergarment. I'll wear it until such a time as... I haven't even told you about such a time yet. You'll find it where we hang the sheets, all blank and billowing and smelling clean. Between the two lines. Yes, right in there, where nothing else exists. And no one can find you. For a few minutes anyway. That's such a time. In there, you can be whoever you want to be. You can go wherever you want. There's no rules in there. No bedtimes, meal times, prayer times. Only dream time. It's magic in there, I'm telling you. You only have to think something and it appears. I'd be thinking about the sea. And in that moment, my feet are pressing into the wet sand. I can hear the crashing waves. I can even taste salt on my tongue. And he's there. Wait till you see. You don't believe me? I'll show you. Isn't he majestic? Vast, smooth, and shining. And stuck, the poor crater. The sound, I know. Have you never heard a whale wail before? It's the awfulest, awfulest sound. The great grey whale upon the shore wailed and blubbered till he could wail no more.
I'm stuck, he cried. There's no way back. I'm done for, finished, wasted, dead. The voices whirled inside his head.
You stupid fool, you went too far. You always do, and now just look. You're after going and getting stuck. Then the stars appeared on high, and still the whale, he sounds his cry. His tears are falling all around, splishing, splashing on the ground. The stars are blinking at the sight. They see the whale's unfortunate plight. He wails at them for all the use.
What must I do? I am marooned.
What is going on in there?
Margaret!
That's the end of such time, for now. Sometimes I can't stop myself thinking about the land of before. I get an ache in my heart when I do. Such a time disappears as quickly as it grew around me, and sand turns to hard stone floor that makes me legs ache, hands in too hot water scrubbing other people's dirt with carbolic soap, and I have the feeling that I will do this all day, every day, forever and ever and ever. And all because of what happened in the land of before. Well, I tell you, there were parties and dancing before. Laughter and lightness once. Blessed was I amongst women. Me aunties Maureen, Rita and Joan. And Mam.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. With anyone else but me. With anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. With anyone else but me. With anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Singing with sweet voices knitting together so as you couldn't tell them apart. In my mind now, they blend into one. Joan, Rita, Maureen. I think they loved me. Maybe I dreamed them. I dream of Mam. So beautiful. Her hair is long and hangs free. She strokes my head and tells me not to worry. Then we are dancing together. Freely, without a care in the world. Twirling until we are a swirling mess of colour, a twisted rainbow. Then all the colours get muddled together and turn red. I am red from the inside out. It hurts so much. Mam turns angry. She pulls me into a room. It's white from floor to ceiling. And so quiet. In the middle, there's a stork's bundle, freshly dropped. From it I hear baby sounds. She needs to be fed. I run to the bundle and pull at it like my life depends on it. But there's nothing there. I wake up in the laundry, my arms wrapped round a bundle of dirty sheets. I must have fallen asleep. Look lively, catch up quick, wipe the saliva from the corners of my mouth. Do you think anyone saw? No. Good. Must keep me wits about me. But the daydreams pull at me always. Do you think one of them might come for me one day? Though not Maureen, and she married to a guard. Not Rita with her brood, no. Joan, maybe. The nurse. The youngest. She used plait my hair. We'd pretend to be sisters. She'd come for me if she could, wouldn't she?
Why hasn't she?
Some of them say you need a male relative to sign you out. A man to put you in and a man to get you out. And they roar laughing, big dirty laughs. I don't think it's one bit funny.
Oh, by the way, we don't just do laundry in here. After tea, 3 times a week, we make rosary beads. We've a quota. 12 full sets, plunk in the basket, or no supper. The man from the bead factory delivers the stuff. Then, hunched on our stools, we thread and we loop as Sister Augusta patrols the coop. Buckety Irish horn beads, glass beads that splinter and fly in your eye, spindly silver threads that make your fingers bleed. Offer it up, I suppose. Like the scratchy soreness of the hands from the scrubbing.
60 decades and 12 threes. 60 decades and 12 threes. Thread faster, work harder, or I'll batter you. Stupid thick hands, clumsy fingers. Oh, you have no elegance about you, Miss O'Loughlin. You great big fat lump.
Sister Augusta has a mottled red face and a generous girth herself.
60 decades and 12 threes. 60 decades and 12 threes.
Then if we're lucky, mouldy bread and marge and a cup of cocoa. Black. No sugar.
Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which of thy bounty we are about to receive through Christ our Lord. Amen. 60 decades and 12 threes. 60 decades and 12 threes. 60 decades and 12 threes. 60 decades and 12 threes.
60 decades and 12 threes.
60 decades and 12 threes. Why? Get out! Wait for me on the landing.
The landing. That no man's land. Bare feet on tiled floor. Limbo would be better. The waiting is the worst. Shaken from the cold and fear, I wish I could just disappear back to the place from where I came. The warm line in a holy God's pocket. If he'd have me. I climb the wobbly statue of the little flower. And I can see swans on the canal from the high window. They're so perfect. White and shining in the midst of all the grey. I think that surely the whole world must be grey. If there was any colour in the outside world, I think I'd be able to feel it. In here, we fester in a sea of grey forgotten wishes. Eating grey food, breathing grey air, dreaming grey dreams. Standing on the freezing cold landing, I think my blood will turn to ice. When she hits me with the stick, sharp bits of me will fly off. I hope one of them pierces her heart. I hook myself, and my fingers touch sharp shoulder blades. I imagine that they're the buds of wings, and that white feathers will grow and spread, and someday I'll fly straight up and out of here like a swan. One grey February day, all at once a swan took flight. She left the dull canal bank and a mate within her sight. She left her eggs within the nest, she knew she could not stay. For her soul was being beckoned and it pulled her clean away. She saw from a great distance Mother Earth looks good as new. And though she has her troubles, she has joys and wonders too. She soared so high she realized that she could touch the sun. And with that thought she realized her journey had begun. Another makey-uppy one. Do you like it? On very rare occasions, I'm allowed to sing. For visitors. Hymns, though. For the inspectors, high-up nuns, others coming for a nose. They like to put on a show. I like it. The legs shake a bit, but I like the feeling. The nuns look at me different then, like I'm good, as if all the dirt has been washed away. I sing me soul clean.
Too late for singing now.
Breath and footsteps on the stairs. Red face, nostrils flaring, folding back long sleeves as she walks. No fumbling, she is practiced. She strokes the shiny length of her smooth weapon and takes a swing. I leave me body and float above, spreading me swan wings wide. With each bash and clatter I soar higher. I can see the world spread out beneath me. And I'm free. The part of me they cannot touch is flying. I hear no sound, no thwack of stick or howl of pain. Cannot feel the specks of spittle upon my face as she shouts cruel words. I see with swan eyes the world below. Patchwork fields, hedgerows full of berries, and girls and boys bicycling down country lanes. Early autumn sunshine, a smell of burning leaves, a world that keeps on turning, a world that waits for me, a world that waits for me, a world that waits for me. When she is done, I am whale blubber, pulp, spread out on cold floor, from air to earth in one fell swoop. The great grey whale upon the shore wished his mother he had not ignored. Don't swim too close to land, she'd say. The tide will turn and there you'll stay. He flipped his tail without a care, and with a wink he left her there with worried look and swam towards land, his belly bumping on the sand. The water's so much warmer here. It's so delicious, mother dear, and I can hear the high sweet sound of children, and it's there I'm bound. He loved to look at the land creatures, observe their habits and strange features, how they'd lie and toast their skin. Their backs were flat, they had no fins. He didn't feel the giant swell behind him like a force from hell. Then like a bullet he was pushed as waves like thunder rose and gushed and left him. High and beached and bare, naked, huge, as humans stared. Oh, ma'am, he cried as they looked on. In this strange world I don't belong. I'm okay, don't worry. The backs of me legs are a bit sore from the stick. I wish I could sleep, real deep sleep. Then I forget, but I hate waking up then. It's terrifying, reality dawning and drenching me like cold water, me heart thumping out of me chest. So I try to hover between sleep and wake always, never slipping further, always alert. That's what I recommend. Dreaming makes me so sad. Dreaming I'm holding her, stroking her soft pink cheek with my rough hands. Inhaling the scent of her. Some of the girls say they're in America. Our babies. Given to good Catholic couples who can't have babies themselves. The Yanks are mad for Irish babies, they say. I hope it's true. I want her to live her life in colour. Somewhere over the rainbow. I'd say they've colours there that you've never even dreamt of. When I held her for the first time, I wished Mam was there. I wanted her to see that I'd done something good. I wanted to ask her if she'd had that feeling with me. The warm rush of love too huge to hold. The terror of anything bad ever happening. I had her for 14 days and nights, and all the world was golden. Was it like that for Mam when she had me? I thought maybe if she could see my baby and hold her, she'd have that same feeling again and we could go home, a trinity of O'Loughlin women, and take on the world. But Sister Frederick had other plans. One Sunday morning in February, they took all my colour away.
Now, Margaret, it's time.
No.
Come on.
Oh, sister, please.
Come on,
no,
hand her to me now.
I'm not. I don't want to.
Come on,
go
like
of
a
her
good
sister.
Girl. Oh, for heaven's sake,
please
you're making this worse.
No, please don't
you're
take
so
her from
selfish.
Me, sister.
No,
sister,
no,
no please.
Right.
I don't want to
Margaret!
Give her to you, sister. No, please. Let me keep her, sister. Please. Sister,
hand,
please.
Hand her over to me now.
I cried for 3 whole days and nights until I was so empty I thought I'd never have any feelings ever again. Sleep, little one. There's nothing to fear. I'll cross the stones to be with you. Sleep, angel, I hold your heart here. Stay safe and warm till I'm with you. I'll swim the sea, rough, salty sea. Life's not worth living without you. Wait for me, dear, there is nothing to fear. I'll build a home for us two. Look to the stars if you ever feel lost. If you're lonely or sad, they'll be shining. If you're thinking of me, I'll be thinking of you. For the rest of my days, I'll be pining. On hands and knees I will crawl over desert, through thorn bush and nettle to find you. I'll never forget your sweet scent, your soft head. First love never ends, this is true. First love never ends, this is true. I never heard a word from Mam, before or after. How could I be so completely happy for one moment and in the next feel like I'm dying from the pain in me heart? And that pain tells me all sorts of truth. There's no such a time. There's no end to this. No escape. Nobody's coming to get us. Nobody wants us. There's no place for us, only here. So we will stay. Put up, shut up, get up, clean up, pick up, sick up, scrub up, buck up, shut the fuck up, hand up, pass up, give up. Give up. In a moment it's morning. I've wet the bed again. Every night since they took her. I can't help it. I don't care. 5:30 and another day begins.
Everyone up!
Rough voices and hard hands jostle us, a clout on the ear, a drag of the hair.
You filthy slut, you wet your bed.
They make me carry my sheet out into the yard and parade it atop me head for all to see. I couldn't care less. I've stopped singing inside me head. Even the funny songs I'd make up to get a laugh out of you. Sister has a bony nose and wiry hairy chin. You wouldn't call her fat, but then you wouldn't call her thin. Her breath is stinky rotten and her feet smell just as bad. Why don't you feck off sister and go back to Kinnegad? Do you remember that one? The only thing I like to do is lie here in me bed. You won't get me up now. I imagine it's a boat bobbing on the open sea. And that she's with me. We escaped. Rock, swish, sway. Rock, swish, sway. Go into the land of far away. Baby and me on holiday. Rock, swish, sway. Rockin' and swishing our cares away. We reach the shore. And we spread out our blanket. Can't see her face, but I get a glimpse of her pudgy hands. A pink gingham dress. A red curl stuck to the side of her soft cheek. I spread out a lovely picnic. Ham sandwiches with soft bread. I tear a small piece for her, give her a bottle of milk, and a flask of hot sweet tea for me. And fruitcake with the butter spread thick. Oh, how come everything tastes so good outdoors, huh? I can hear music from a fairground. Can you hear it? We'll go on the hurdy-gurdies later. And I'll get a stick of candy floss as big as my head. She's too small for candy floss. But maybe a lick. She's too small for the big wheel. But I'll let you hold her while I get on. And when the sun starts going down, I wrap her up in the picnic blanket. She's fast asleep, look. And we climb back in our boat at the end of a perfect day. Rock, swish, sway. Rock, swish, sway. Rockin' and swishin' our cares away. Baby and me on holiday. Sister can do the laundry today. Rock, swish, sway. Rock, swish, sway. Rock, swish, spray. Rock, swish, spray. Wash, swish, pray. Wash, swish, pray. Work, wash, pray. Work, wash, pray. No laughing or talking your cares away. Head bent, eyes down, no joy today. No joy today. Me and Mam used to laugh our heads off till our stomachs hurt. Her laugh made me laugh and then we'd both laugh till laughing turned to crying almost. When I told her what happened, she didn't get out of the bed for days. Couldn't speak to me. She turned away from me. Wouldn't let me crawl in beside her or even touch her on the shoulder. When she shrugged me off, that was the worst feeling. Even worse than what he'd done to me. I couldn't stand him. His slitty eyes following me. His clammy hand on the back of my neck. When I first came here, she used to visit. Not every week. The odd Sunday. Sister Aloysius sitting there silent, ogling us like we were monkeys in the zoo. We didn't say much. All of my feelings were stuck in my throat, and if I opened my mouth, I might start screaming and never stop. As I grew bigger, she came less and less. 'Twas as if she could see the truth swelling between us, the horror in her eyes. She'd never claim it. The dirty secret I housed was mine to carry. My dirty secret was the most wonderful creature I'd ever known. I didn't expect to love her so much. I'd learned quickly to stop expecting things. But she blew my heart open when she came red-faced and roaring into the world. I called her Kathleen. I held her and nursed her for 14 days and 14 nights. And I'll never forget her. The swan was watching everything. She sorrowed at the sight. She watched the great grey whale beneath. She pitied him his plight. She wished his soul could soar with hers. And then she realised what a wondrous thing 'twould be to see a great grey whale take flight. She called unto the moon and stars. Please tell him all you know. Give him comfort and respite from his misery below. My time is coming soon enough. My destiny is planned. I can see what I can do for him. Please tell him help's at hand. A letter arrives one day. Sister Frederick waves it under my nose. the envelope pre-sliced, a smirk dancing at the sides of her mouth.
Now, miss, a letter, imagine. You'll be dying to hear the news from home.
I want to kill her. Mam's hand has written it, but there's no trace of her. Not the Mam I knew. She's after marrying him. Hopes I can be happy for them, and we can all move on now. They're moving to Birmingham. He's after getting a job there. You'll be happy to hear I'm expecting, she writes. Expecting. Expecting what? The words swim. My heart drops into an ice bucket. Expecting. Is this a joke? Sister Frederick stares with owl eyes, hungry for the show. I close the shutters of my face, jut my chin, and hand the letter back. Thank you.
Well now, congratulations. A new little baby brother or sister on the way. A great blessing.
I run, skidding and slipping down the corridor as if I can outrun the words I've read. Expecting. Out into the yard where the sheets flap, I tear them from their pegs and fling them in the puddles beneath, stamping all over them. I'll be killed, but I don't care. Expecting. Disgusting. Dirty, filthy whore. Is she not too old? Expecting a baby? With him? Expecting? Well, for her. I'm thrilled for her, thrilled. She's it all ahead of her. A brand new life, away from me. A new family, a new baby. Clean up the past. Rub out the mistake. Leave me to rot in here expecting nothing. Work. Wash. Pray. Work. Wash. Pray. That day and the next and the one after that. In the evenings it's rosary beads. I never reach me quota now. I don't care. I don't talk to anyone. Except you. Sometimes I hide under my bed. Wait for them to come and get me. Tell them I don't feel like work today. Not eating neither. I tell them I don't need their poxy food. Pigs will. They've given up walloping me. No fun for them when I've no fight in me. Tell them I'm going out of here. And whether it's in a box or a white coat makes no difference. Weeks pass, and the last bit of colour has drained away. I'm grey now, inside and out. The swan began to feel so very far away from home. She hungered for her family, the familiar and the known. She knew she must return to earth. She felt the time was nigh to gather all she'd seen and learned and made at once to fly.
You have a visitor.
Who?
Your Aunt Joan.
She's standing when I go in, wearing a blue coat, lighting up the grey. I bury my face in her shoulder. She smells the same.
Noreen. Noreen.
She hugs me like the child I was. She holds my face with both hands and looks me over with Mam's eyes.
They cut your hair.
My words are stuck. But I'm enjoying the feel of my face in her warm hand.
I had a dream about you.
I dream about you all the time.
It wasn't right. What happened to you?
Can you take me home? Oh, please.
I spoke to Mother Superior and there might be a way. They need cleaners in the hospital where I work. Now it won't be an easy number. The matron is a hard woman. But I've told her you're my niece and that you're respectable. She said she'd give you a chance.
One chance.
I'll take it, Auntie Joan, I'll take it.
Go and get your things. I've something to sign.
I stare sister straight in the eye. She doesn't flinch, doesn't blink. Respectable. I know she heard it. I've no things to get. Not a single thing. I put on the rough cardigan hanging at the end of my bed. I look around and then I see you staring at me. I want to tell you I won't forget you. That I'll be back for you in a blue coat someday soon. But I think you won't believe me. The wind makes the window panes rattle. Upon the shore a strange breeze blew and made the whale's skin tingle.
A wind of change,
thought he, as air and sand began to mingle. Some magic was at work, it seemed. The sky was growing brighter. His great dark eyes could see the world around him turning whiter. A million swans approaching seemed to form a giant wing, and with each flap his belly flipped, he knew they'd come for him. Their leader was a female swan of incandescent beauty. Whiter than white, her jewel eyes glinting, focused on her duty. A billion feathers tickled Whale, and he began to laugh, and joy and wonder flooded him as this great feather raft did bear him up 6 feet or more and ferried him to sea. With belly flop, the great whale dropped and swished his tail with glee. He swam straight out, not looking back, yet from his blowhole blew these giant watery grateful words, a 10 foot tall, thank you, and how can I repay you? As he rolled onto his side, his gratitude did fill the air. The swan puffed up with pride. She revelled in his happiness, for 'twas a wondrous sight. So marvellous to see this giant bathe in his delight. My thanks is just to see you thus, the swan called out to him. Keep going, looking straight ahead, and never cease to swim. Then her thoughts turned to her 4 grey eggs and loyal, loving mate. And then she knew 'twas time to go. She could no longer wait. I must return, she realised. My work here, it is done. And she spread her wings and turned and flew towards the southern sun. It's time to go. The world is waiting. My name is Noreen. What shall I become? Who will I be in this new world that waits for me? I won't look back. There's nothing there I want to see. I just keep moving on. Looking forward, thankfully. And maybe someday I'll tell my story to someone. Someone who will listen. The song of the whale and the swan and Noreen.
You have just been listening to The Whale and the Swan by Fiona Brown, directed by Anna Nugent, with creative consultancy by Claire Monnelly and dramaturgy by Helena Brown. Noreen was played by Fiona Brown. Sister Augusta, Mother Superior and Aunt Joan were played by Noni Stapleton.
This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.